from Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. Joshua 1, verse number 8. I will be as brief as I can, but it's a long reading. It says in verse 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. I tell you, there is more to you than you see. There's so much more that you can acquire. So much more than you understand right now. There is a lot ahead of you. If you've succeeded already, you think so, you've gotten somewhere, I tell you, in the light of what God has for you, it's nothing. There's still more for you. My God is able to do exceeding abundantly, far above what you can ever imagine or think of. And before this month is over, God will increase you to the next level. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Verse number 5 says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee, and I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And this is a promise to someone here this morning. God is saying to say to you, I have not forsaken thee, and I will not fail thee. I don't know where you are, I don't know who that person is, but this is the word of God to you this morning. I have not forsaken you. Maybe you're asking, where is God? God, why this? God, how come this and that? God says to say to you, I have not forsaken thee, and I will not fail thee. Everybody lift up your hand and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Verse number 6 says, be strong and of good courage. You know, I used to pray many years ago, God, give me courage. Give me courage. And then one day the Holy Spirit said, I command thee, be courageous. I've put everything inside you. You've got all it takes. You be courageous. And God says to me, it's not up to me. You've got what it takes. Hallelujah. Put your hand on your chest and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say one more time, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say one more time, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Say amen. Be strong, verse number 6, and of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give thee. Only be thou strong and be very courageous. That's God specifically giving Joshua instruction. You have to be strong and courageous person. It's not something to pray about. It's something to rise up to. Be strong and be of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Turn not from it to the left or right, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. It's a command. It's not something to pray about. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. You know, a lot of things were going on, you know, in Joshua's mind after the death of Moses. He worked with Moses. He was tutored or taught or mentored by Moses. And he was an army general. He fought wars. You know, and Moses had told him that he was going to step in his own shoes and lead the people. And Moses received words from God and gave them to Joshua. He laid his hand before the people and prayed and released Joshua into his ministry in his stead. But after Moses died, Joshua sat. Joshua sat. Joshua didn't move. Joshua didn't take initiative. Joshua was discouraged. That's why God had to say, look, be courageous. Joshua sat and did nothing. And so God had to tell him, Moses is dead. Now arise. You arise and get into your commission. And a lot was happening around him. And you could deduce, you know, as you try to imagine what was holding him back. And the first thing that came to my mind is the ghost of the past. The ghost of the past. You know, one fundamental thing any one of us must learn to do is know when to draw a closure to what has happened in the past and move forward. A lot of things, good or bad, that are in the past have the potential to hold you down. Amen. It may be a good thing. All you're doing is celebrating the success of yesterday, the achievement of yesterday. You know, when I was picked this morning by Dr. Victor, and we're playing a song, and he says, oh, I remember this. Anytime I play this song, it reminds me of 99 John Street. And it brings back memory. We all have that kind of experience, don't we? Where you look back and that's what we're glorying with. That's what we're emphasizing on, the success. But actually, God wants you to move on and succeed. Amen. And it may be something of the past, like possibly some bad thing. Betrayal can hurt you. Amen. You know, there are young people who experience breaking relationship, and they can't move on to start new one because they can't trust anyone anymore. They can't trust any man anymore. Praise the Lord. So Joshua, I believe he sat down and was imagining Moses' exploit. This man spoke with the voice of God. This man saw God. He saw the waters part ways. Whales coming from heaven and manna, and the waters from the rock. And he looked at himself and he looked at the future. And he didn't think that these things can repeat themselves again. And And he was wishing Moses was alive. Possibly if he were in our time, maybe expecting Moses to rise again. Moses, you have to rise. You have to rise up. You cannot just die. You have to be alive. And possibly in the cool of the night, he will go out and cry and walk around, go to places he's been with Moses and prayed and all that. So he could feel the presence of Moses. And so God observed and he came down to Joshua. He said, Joshua, this chapter is closed. Moses is dead. You have to arise and go forward. Possibly there's someone here. Maybe because of your experiences of the past, something you've been through, something you've experienced, whatever is holding you down, keeping you back. And God is saying, draw a line. Don't let it hold you. It's time to move forward. It's time to move forward. It could be a sense of lust. Could be the death of someone. It could be an experience of failure. You can't start all over again because you've failed before. You've tried and you failed before. It could be a sense of betrayal. It could be unforgiveness, bitterness. Bitterness. You've been hurt by someone. And that is holding you. Let me tell you, I've said it many times, Victory Assembly, before. When someone offends you, when someone offends you, the offender, a lot of the times, moves on. I mean, never even remember that he's hurt you. He gets on with his life. You know who unforgiveness traps? The offended traps him and it holds him down. And if there's someone here, God is saying, draw a closure. Maybe it's some negative words someone many years ago said to you. She looked at you and she said, look at her, ugly. Big nose. And you feel you're ugly. You feel you are whatever they've said to you. You may never make it. You can never make it. Maybe you had issues with this person and you didn't get to settle down. The person passed on and you continue to feel guilty. Maybe you've not paid attention enough to someone and he's gone on. I feel God is saying, draw a closure, draw a line. Let not the ghost of the past hold you now and today. It's time to move into your future, into your destiny. Turn around and say to someone, arise and move on. If you believe, say amen. Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 says, know, dear brothers and sisters, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, Philippians 3:13. Know, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. A lot of people are held by guilt because of what happened in the past. Amen. Pastor Jaffet and I were watching a movie, you know, yesterday. Pastors to watch a movie sometimes. It's not a sin. Amen. You know, I know I'm digressing. You know, I came from Africa, from Nigeria. And all through my upbringing, all through my adolescent, teen, all through, I've never been to the cinema. I was raised to believe that cinema house is the place of sinners. Never visited a cinema once. And then I joined the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And they said, no cinema. And he's from Deeper Life Church. I entered cinema the first time when I arrived UK. Well, let me go back. Now, as watching the movie, there was this man of God that fell. He fell into sin. And he kept in his prayer of forgiveness, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm sorry. Now, you know the Bible talks about vain repetition. Now, when you find yourself having to pray or ask for forgiveness again and again and again and again, you know God forgives the first time you ask for forgiveness? How many of you believe that? But from time to time, you feel drawn back to that place. The devil is the accuser. So he takes you back and you find yourself saying sorry again and sorry again and sorry again, as if God didn't hear you the first time. You know what's holding you back? Guilt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you have to forget the past. Paul, the writer of this, was coming from somewhere. Amen. He was coming from somewhere. You know his story, don't you? He says, forgetting the past, looking to what lies ahead, pressing on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Hallelujah. So I pray that God will grant you the grace, everyone, to draw that closure, draw the line, put the past behind you. No one going forward, looking with his eyes behind him, makes any meaningful progress. The person stumbles and he falls. Your eyes must be single. Put it ahead of you. It's brighter ahead. It's bigger ahead. It's glorious ahead. I tell you, there's something bigger for you ahead. In the name of Jesus. The second thing, you know, which is a killer, is the grip of fear. We cannot overemphasize on fear. Fear is a spirit. You know, you can imagine Joshua, how he was feeling. He saw the people rebel at Moses or against Moses. At one point, they took stone. You know, they picked up stones, right? And were going to stone him to death. That great man of God. That man that spoke to the rock and it brought forth water. By whose hands God wrought mighty exploits in Egypt. They picked up stones. Moses saw all that. And God was asking him to replace that man. The mighty man Moses could not take them into the land. He failed. And now Joshua, that boy Joshua, is to take his place and move them forward. You can imagine how he was feeling. Fear. Every word that God spoke to Joshua had something to do with his feeling and his thinking. God was addressing issues that were ongoing in his life. God said to him, "Be not afraid. Be courageous. I command you." Hallelujah. He was afraid. Let me tell you. Someone who is fearful cannot inherit the kingdom. Amen. Someone who is fearful cannot what? The kingdom. I told you before, anytime you hear or read and see the word kingdom, don't quickly look at heaven. The kingdom means where God rules. Or the kingdom means the will of God. The Bible says, Jesus said, we should pray this way. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God's will for you is his kingdom. What God has planned out for you, his program for you, his purpose for you, is God's kingdom. To possess that which is God's for you, you've got to deal with fear, I tell you. Amen. Because everything of God is bigger than your mind. It's bigger than you. God is bigger than you. Amen. God is more than your imagination. If God will open your eyes to see his plan for you, you cannot contain it. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man. The things that God has in plan for you is huge. Amen. And it's possible for God to show you something. And you know, fear will grip you. I challenge you to overcome fear. Fear is a spirit. Say with me, put your hand on your chest, say, I rebuke fear. Fear has no portion in my heart. Fear has no portion in my life. I rebuke fear. In the name of Jesus, be gone now. Amen. Fear is that feeling that something may go wrong. Something bad could happen. It's a feeling of insecurity. You're being, you know, insecure. You're not assured. You're not confident that it's going to work out the way God says it or the way you dream it. It's a spirit. Hallelujah. And that's why the Bible says God has not given to us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. Love, power, and sound mind, they replace fear. Where there is fear, there's no love, power, and sound mind. I don't have the time to explain to you what power stands for. You know, but power is the ability to recognize the Holy Spirit and to walk with him. Hallelujah. In fear, you cannot do that. Love is the ability to see everything as God sees it, accept everything as God accepts it. Hallelujah. It is the ability to show that God kind of passion and care. And sound mind is the ability to rightly interpret and apply the word to your life. That's sound mind. In fear, this virtues don't operate. Fear suspends all of them. Am I speaking to you? If you're with me, say amen. Amen. So you've got to overcome fear. Whatever. Fear of death. Fear of catching cancer. Fear of plane crash. Are you listening to me? Fear of being broke. Fear of experiencing divorce. You know, there are young people who can't marry because they are afraid that divorce may occur. Amen. I don't know, in my own case, I don't know if I've shared with my wife before. I don't know, Pastor Jay. In my own case, I don't know where it came from. But the devil lied to me that I may never have children. I don't know. There's no one in my family who never have a child. But as a young man, I've been tormented that I may never have children. Where did that come from? I don't know. That's a lie of the devil. So the devil may be whispering something to you. You may never succeed. You may never break through. You may never rise above where you are right now. You know, you may die young. You know, if you get married, you know, you may experience divorce. All kinds of lies of the devil. And the reason why the devil will speak to you in that manner is to instill fear. Because he knows that wherever there is fear, power, love, and sound mind don't function. And to succeed in life, to move forward and reach your destiny, you need power, love, and sound mind. Sound mind. Anywhere there is fear, there is confusion. And people make mistakes. People make silly decisions out of fear. Number three, inferiority complex. Inferiority complex, I mean, you can imagine Joshua, you know, taking over from Moses. And God looked at him and said, "You, it's you that will lead these people. And through you, I will give them the land which I've sworn to their fathers to give them as it is this day. You will take over the land of the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Perizzites, and you divide it among the people." God was saying that to build his confidence. Amen. Put your hand on your chest and say with me, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Say it again, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am blessed. I'm not cursed. I'm a success. I'm not a failure. I'm a somebody and not a nobody. In the name of Jesus, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Inferiority is the feeling of being inadequate. The feeling of being weak, low standard, and not having what it takes to make it. And I tell you, you've got what it takes. Amen. Wherever God has put you, don't let any man intimidate you. As you go into your fields, you will get to meet people who have been there before you. Some of them are more experienced because they've worked there long before you. Some of them have got more degrees because they've gone to university severally than you. Some of them may be taller than you. Some of them may appear smarter than you. But I tell you, you've got all it takes to deal with them. Don't let any man intimidate you. I say to you, you are not inferior to anyone. Say, "I am not inferior to anyone." Hallelujah. Don't let any man intimidate you. Someone may be higher than you today, but there's no guarantee that he's always going to be there. Someone may be ahead of you today, but there's no guarantee that he's always going to be ahead of you. Who says that because today you are this way, at this side of the journey, tomorrow you are not going to overtake and be at the other side of the journey? It's only a matter of time. I say it's only a matter of time. Where you are now is temporal. What you're going through now is temporal. Don't let your circumstance make you feel less about yourself. Don't make what you're going through make you feel less about yourself. You know, everybody experiences things differently. We have to go through this journey differently. Hallelujah. Don't look down on yourself. You may be broke today, but I tell you, God will bring wealth tomorrow. Amen. In the name of Jesus. How you see yourself is important. How you see yourself is important. And in challenging times, the devil hangs around and he whispers to you to make you feel less and all that. And if you can accept it, then it begins to work for you. For the Bible says, "As he thinketh, so is he." As he thinketh, so is he. What do you think of yourself? I guess I'm going to finish here. I cannot finish because of time. What do you think of yourself? If I come to you and I ask you, "Who are you?" A little boy of 5 who was well brought up on his first day in school, the teachers ask him to stand up and introduce himself, and he gets up and he says, "My name is Jacob. I am handsome because God does not make anything ugly. I am smart because God does not make anything foolish. I am strong because God does not make anything weak." If I ask you to introduce yourself, how would you introduce yourself? Your experiences defines you? Your location defines you? Or the word of God says who you are? Hallelujah. Who are you? What you believe you are, to a large extent, will determine how you're going to go about your life. Believe me, it will determine the doors that will open for you. Believe me, it will determine the kind of people that you attract. When you go down looking timid, looking second class, not bold, not confident, not assertive, everybody walks over you. That defines your destiny. It's not because that's what God has said, but that's what you have created for yourself. Be bold. Be strong. Be courageous. You've got what it takes. You can succeed. Praise the Lord. You can make it. And as you stand on your feet, I ask that this morning the anointing of the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the Lord will quicken you. Anoint you in a new way. And you achieve that which is your mandate. Can you stand on your feet and lift up your hand like you believe? May the hand of the Almighty God rest upon you. May the hand of the Almighty God rest upon you. May the hand of the Almighty God rest upon you. May the hand of the Almighty God rest upon you. I prophesy and I declare into your life ability. Ability. Ability to move forward. Ability to break forward. Ability to arise and conquer. In the name of Jesus. Please lift up your hand, everybody. And I stand here as an ambassador for Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, in his name, I decree that anything that is holding you down, keeping you back, right now, the power of that thing I destroy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Anything sabotaging your progress, standing on the way of your success, in the name that is above every name, I command that the power of that thing is broken. Amen. The power of that thing is broken. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever is looking down on you today, someday he will look up to you. Amen. Wherever you belong to, may God give you speed there. Amen. Any door that they closed against you, together we agree. Hold your hand against someone. We agree. Right now, together, and we break open every closed door. Amen. Any door against any one of us in this place, the door that is closed, we open the door. Amen. Open now. Amen. Anything working contrary to anyone here, whatever the thing is, right now we agree. Lose your hold. Amen. Lose your hold. Amen. And be gone now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We speak to sicknesses and diseases. We say, be gone.
Amen.
Confusion, be gone.
Amen.
Fear, go now.
Amen.
Any form of limitation working against someone, you have no portion in him, no right there. Now together we say, be gone.
Amen.
Go now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.